Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today we'll hear a live recording of Duluth blues man Charlie Parr, along with an opening set from Nikki and the Roommates. It was recorded down at the 331 Club in Northeast Minneapolis, a hotbed of music in Minnesota. And Maddie Frick talks with Troy Rogers about Brad Fest. We've also got music from Big Quarters. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is an artist you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, email comments at kaxe.org. And at our website, kaxe.org, if you click on Center Stage Minnesota, there's links to all the performers you hear and an archive of all of our conversations and interviews, plus links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. All kinds of Minnesota info on our website. Miriam Tell is a singer-songwriter from the Bemidji area, and on this CD she's joined by many fine musicians, including Don Vidal, Jim Miller, and Dean McGraw, just to name a few. From the album 22 Bends, here's Miriam Tell with Everett on Center Stage Minnesota.
And I think he's here to stay. Well, it's been about 7 years since he went away. Well, he was hitchhiking when he left, but now he's driving a Chevrolet. Evie's come back and I think he's here to stay. Evie's come back and he's scaring the neighborhood. A leather jacket and leather cap. He got the black leather boots to match. Evie's come back and he's scaring the neighborhood. Well, mama said she heard, but she wasn't sure if Evie had been in jail. He got mixed up with some bad guys in St. Paul. Well, last night I heard someone say his trouble had been with a girl. Well, it's been about 7 years since he went away. was hitchhiking when he left, but now he's driving a Chevrolet. Wherever he's come back, and I hope he's here to stay.
Alexi of the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. There he was with the Feelin' Band. A good clean high off a dirt cheap bottle of wine from the New Folklore. And before that, Miriam Tell with Everett Mankham from 22 Bends, Bemidji musician Miriam Tell. Still to come, we're going to listen to a live recording of Nikki and the Roommates, followed by Charlie Parr.
Brad Fest, a musical festival to benefit young Minnesota musicians, will take place August 13th and 14th in Two Harbors. The festival will feature a mix of live music, belly dancing, tasty local food, beer, a raffle, and silent auction. The festival is being held to honor the memory of Bradley E. Rosman, a talented local musician whose life was cut short unexpectedly at a young age. I'm Maddie Frick, and joining me now on Center Stage Minnesota is Troy Rogers, the Bradfest co-organizer. Welcome to the program, Troy.
Thank you, Maddie.
So tell me about Brad Rosman. Who was he?
Well, Brad Rosman was a very talented musician and a wonderful person who, as we've found out in even more so than we already knew in organizing this festival, had a lot of great friends. And so he's somebody that really built communities up wherever he went, starting, you know, growing up in Virginia, Minnesota, and then he went to school at a thing called State University and eventually in Illinois before returning to Duluth. And in all of those places, there are all these people who have very fond memories of him. And so he was somebody who put music first. Music was at the center of his life, and he had dreams of doing a lot of performing. He wanted to, you know, start his own percussion ensemble eventually, and had lots of plans that, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to carry out now, but in his honor, in his memory, we figured the best way is to try to start something in his name that will inject a lot of local music and outreach on music into the Minnesota community.
Brad was a musician. What did he play?
He was a percussionist, so he played a drum set. He played all kinds of percussion instruments, snare drum, mallet instruments like vibraphone and marimba. Especially, he had a marimba that he played, and all kind, anything. Basically, he played anything he could strike.
He was a part of a couple different musical groups. Could you tell me about those groups?
Yeah, he was playing in Equal Exchange from Duluth. He's their drummer, and they released a CD last summer that came out. It was one of two of the last recordings that Brad was featured on. And the other group is High Volt Rustler, and they also have a CD that was released. Both of those were dedicated to Brad's memory, and we're really happy to have those records of his performance as a final gift from Brad. It's sort of funny because he, you know, ended up playing in basically a hip hop and a folk group, and Brad's someone who never really growing up a big fan of either genre, but it's sort of a testament to his how wide ranging his talents and interests were that at the end he ended up performing in both of those groups and contributing some really sensitive and great playing to their albums and performances.
I'm assuming you were one of his friends, right?
Yeah, Brad and I were the very closest of friends. We were best friends since about the fifth grade. We grew up playing music together in his parents' basement, and we both ended up pursuing music as a the professional career choice, and I feel like I really owe that decision of mine to him.
I heard that T-shirts with Brad's face will be sold at the festival, along with Whitey Tidy underwear with his face screen printed on them. What's the story behind those?
Well, Brad had a lot of nicknames. One of them was Bradley Brief, and that came out of his signature Whitey Tidies that he would wear, and, you know, various situations would cause them to get exposed, accidents, mishaps, that sort of thing. And so it became kind of a signature thing, and it seemed fitting that at the festival we'll have, as official Bradfest apparel, 82 pairs of Bradley Briefs available for people to purchase and wear proudly.
I noticed if you buy tickets online, all the prices end in 82 cents, like $20, 82 cents for the weekend pass. What's with the 82?
Well, 82 is for really Brad and a core group of friends. It's our arbitrarily chosen number of cosmic significance. And that means a lot and nothing at all. It's a slightly absurd, but also very serious, sort of a combination between a joke and religion. And so 82 sort of permeates a lot of our activities with the Friends of Brad Memorial Foundation.
I'm Maddie Frick for Center Stage Minnesota, and I'm speaking with Troy Rogers, the co-organizer of Bradfest this weekend in Two Harbors. This is the song Bright by the Minnesota group Low, whose lead singer Alan Sparhawk will appear at the festival this weekend. Welcome back to Center Stage Minnesota. That was the song Bright by the group Low, whose lead singer Alan Sparhawk will be performing this weekend at Bradfest in Two Harbors, Minnesota, in honor of Bradley Roseman. The co-organizer of this event, Troy Rogers, is on the line with me now. There are a lot of things going on at the festival besides live music. Could you tell me about what those things are?
Sure. We have belly dancing that we're really excited about. Tribal Fusion is performing as a group, and their leader, Ziola, is performing solo on Saturday. So Friday we've got Tribal Fusion, Saturday Ziola, and also on Friday we have another great belly dancer, Anna Ferguson, who's dancing. So we have those. We have some in-between set entertainment from people who knew Brad and are doing some tributes to him, so those will be some surprises. We've got a silent auction and raffle with some really great, just fantastic items. We're super excited about the artwork that we've gotten. There will be a laughter mask that we're excited about, a beautiful custom-made guitar that we're auctioning off, made by a real close friend of Brad's. We've got resort stays and rounds of golf. And just a number of other items. So we've got that going on Saturday. There's rumor that we'll have some laughing yoga and a pie fight and some activities like that. And really, the spirit of this event is we're trying to keep it as true to Brad's spirit as possible, which is going to be injected with lots of fun, laughter, and absurdity.
Is there a certain reason behind the belly dancing, or is that just something fun to do?
We happen to be acquainted with some belly dancers. One of our really key organizers is the leader of Tribal Fusion Belly Dance. She right away came forward and offered to dance, and we just think it's a great addition to the festival. I have to correct myself on something because I apologize. I've been saying tribal fusion for the dance group, which is a horrible, horrible disservice. That's the style of dance, it's tribal fusion. Venus City Tribal is the name of the dance group.
There will be a lot of performers at this event, all from Minnesota, correct?
Mostly from Minnesota, yes. We have all of the groups are based in Minnesota. Some of the members, I know we have Meet Ralph Arode is flying in a slide guitarist from afar. We'll also have some non-native Minnesotan robot performers coming up from Virginia, the state of Virginia.
I'm talking with Troy Rogers of Brad Fest, which will be this Friday and Saturday in Two Harbors. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the festival?
Well, we just want to encourage, whether you knew Brad or not, if you appreciate and are a fan of local music, if you want to help us in our goal of supporting young musicians in Minnesota, we'd love to see you out on Friday and Saturday. We have a great lineup that's really clear to see. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope to see as many people as we can out there to support what's really a great cause.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Maddie, thank you. We appreciate it.
And that's Troy Rogers of Brad Fest this Friday and Saturday in Two Harbors, Minnesota, to benefit young Minnesota musicians and to honor the memory of Bradley E. Roseman. Visit www.bradfest.org for more information. This is the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, who will also be appearing at the festival this weekend.
Somewhere between South Dakota and the Jersey Pines, I've never seen nothing like it up and down the line. Around here it happens all the time.
And a big thanks to Maddie Frick for producing that interview. Still to come, the Minnesota Music Event calendar and the debut of Big Quarters on Center Stage Minnesota. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to hear Charlie Parr recorded live. But first, the opening set was by Nikki and the Roommates. It's a three-piece ranging from acoustic blues to psychedelic folk. This concert was recorded live at the 331 Club in Northeast Minneapolis, a hotbed of Minnesota music. And we thank KFAI for recording this, and it's made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's Nikki and the Roommates recorded live. Okay. Sets in the sky, and the birds dive looking for the fish. And if I could have one wish,
that you look into my eyes. Thank you.
mountain, I moved through the town. For a ride that's on our side, I will be damned if it's gonna happen this time. No, 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 no. 'Cause I know you don't love me, and I see it in your eyes. I know you.
Nikki and the Roommates, recorded live at the 331 Club by KFAI, our sister station down in Minneapolis. And now, Charlie Parr.
Well, thanks all. I was drinking the midday, and Mama 16, and
than to be around here treated this old way.
Thanks, everybody. It's called Union Tramp.
Thank you.
Town Farm, down on Timber Town Farm, where they're working hard, the weather is warm. Well, the cow won't drunk and the big won't move. What in the world is we gonna do? Rome went to Timber Town to make them sore. The dog on fools come back for more. Down on Timber Town Farm. Down on Timber Town Farm, we're working hard, the weather is warm. You know, all the horse are doing her best, but every four blocks she has to rest. Play low down in the Turpin Town. Turpentine Farm. Working hard, it is warm. Familiar. So white, living in the bottom all of my life, and I ain't done nothing bad. I ain't done nothing bad. Well, rooster, oh rooster, what makes your claws so hard? I've been scratching that gravel all of my life. No wonder I ain't tired. Thank you. so white. I've been living in the bottom all of my life. Ain't done nothing but bad. No, I ain't done nothing but bad. Well, I ain't done nothing but bad, son. I ain't done nothing but bad. Read about that line and killed a man with it fall. Samson got his hands up on that old line jaw. He ripped that beat till that cat lay dead. And the beast made honey in the lion's head. He said, gold black hair, Delilah, she kind of fall. Samson needs him, well, your train lies. If you please, and she talk so fine, and she talk so fair. Samson said, Delilah, you cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean as my hand, and my train calm, natural as any other man.
The original and traditional folk and Piedmont-style blues of Charlie Parr, recorded live at the 331 Club in downtown Minneapolis, and thanks to KFAI for recording that concert. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE Independent Community Radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on KSRQ in Thief River Falls and KMSU in Mankato, regularly featured at mnartist.org. Today we'll go out with Big Quarters. It's their debut on Center Stage Minnesota. These brothers, Medium Zach and Brandon Allday, grew up in Clearbrook. They're now operating out of the Twin Cities, and from their CD Cost of Living, this is Lou Diamond from Big Quarters. I'm Doug MacRosty. As always, rock on.
Back for a second debut. Who? BQ, wake up call, man, I reckon they knew. Head for cover when we stepped into view. Yeah, there's other seven of us need to make us some room. Thick as thieves, fan view. The break of the news, we never changing our tune. Kids can tease, feel the hatred is true. But fill the plate, see the faces, eat the cake up and chew. I'm intervening, tis the season, see my pages in bloom. But still I'm dreaming till I wake up at noon. The new phase of rap, all the rage on stage is contagious as flow. I got the bug, we're not of age. Patience a must, how we came up, dug our way from the dust.
Live from the back 40, west side accordions. My origins, uncle play Carlos, mother play Prince. Lakeside, I march for my coordinates. Good karma come with good armor. Yes, it does. Circa 81, birth of a son. Now we stand up, gentlemen, our hands up and everything. Turn it up, grab the flag and burn it up. Don't need to be famous for police to frame us. Don't handle Brandon all day. Got a 40 gig, now I sample both channels. Cash money, and my hands dusty. 05 with a fresh release and new enemies.
Just gotta watch out for yourself and your fam. Cause if you don't watch out, nobody else will give a damn.
My branch, find peace amidst violence. Sleep through sirens and identify with Lou Diamond.
Don't go our way. Start hopping to it out of order. Not a nuisance, sort of opportunist. Roll us over, y'all assuming. Throw a boulder, block a movement. No one told us what to do. When try to barter like I can offer real solutions. Siphon off of institutions like it's lawful. Problem solver distribution. Still illusions, even if you sold a miller unit. Still a student, it's amusing. Kill careers before improvement.
A couple shots worth a thousand publications. Same goes for guns and cases. Be realistic. That's just my Midwest coast slang. My brother in the East say, what up, chief? Press want disputing, cause it's good for distribution. Mr. Brandon can't win. Rap over that attracts supporters. Can reduce speak Spanish when they talking guns or something that involves two lovers. So take a second to imagine what they think of us. EQ and BQ's proper. News in the North, my whole channel pro vandal, young rulers and lords.
For yourself and your fam, cause if you don't watch out, nobody else will give a damn.
My brains find peace amidst violence, sleep through sirens and identify with Luke Diamond.
One time, before I die.